This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. The days are starting to slip into weeks for parents of school-age kids, even for those lucky enough to have access to technology and a solid internet connection. The school shutdown is for real, and Michigan's Department of Education has decided not to treat distance learning as a reimbursable classroom instruction. It's against this background and many, many unanswered questions that the superintendent of Michigan's largest public school district is trying to plan for the needs of 50,000 young people. Nicolai Vidi, PhD, joins us now with an update. What's going on? Welcome to Stateside, sir.
Thank you.
You wrote an open letter to Governor Whitmer strongly suggesting, among other things, that Michigan's school year be brought to an end right now. Why?
I just think it's inevitable. I think when you look at the reality of this health crisis, when you see what's happening in other countries that have been dealing with this for longer periods of time, I just don't see how realistically we can assure everyone's health by returning to school in a couple of weeks or even a couple months. I believe it would just be more practical and actually thoughtful to say we're not going to have school for the rest of the school year. It'll allow districts to reorganize their delivery methods for instruction. We can train teachers. We can try to use laptops that are in school with the right kind of flexibility with funding at the federal and state level, give those out to families, try to figure out internet access, leverage a business community, and just shift for enrichment and expanded enrichment through online learning, and then offer summer classes, if possible, to students that need credits or even for enrichment, and then start the next school year fresh. We're just punting the inevitable, and the more we punt and the more we wait, we just can't reorganize to do what we could in a practical way regarding more enrichment opportunities for students. We're just in a state of paralysis, and I would feel free to think differently if I weren't.
You know, I think the thing that's so scary about this is that it implies that things may not be back to normal in the fall either. Is that how you feel about it?
Right now, I'm optimistic, and not just for the sake of being optimistic, that we'll be back to school in the fall. We're only at the beginning of this health crisis when you look at what's happened in other countries, and that's not to be skeptical or pessimistic or cynical. I just think that we have to talk about this realistically. But with that, I think that I'm hopeful that by June we can turn the corner and talk about opening schools in the fall. But I think anything before then, we just have to think about it lost from a regular school experience point of view.
What would you say the biggest challenges for Detroit's kids are during this time?
Well, you know, every time we go on break, I worry about our children. I worry about our children all the time, but I especially worry during breaks because our parents are going through a lot. Our parents are trying to survive, just, you know, keeping jobs, keeping the lights on in the house, keeping the water running. These are just basic life necessities that our parents deal with. So couple all children being at home, it just creates a burden that they're not used to, and children get lost in that. So that's what I worry about, is that our children are not, our parents love our children, but our parents are dealing with some real survival life issues. I mean, put this in the context, when we started the food distribution process last Wednesday, we gave out 20,000 meals. I mean, it was actually higher than that, but just think about that for a minute, that 20,000 families came for breakfast and lunch pickup just to feed themselves and their children. And so we forget about that in America. We forget about there's a whole group of people that are just literally trying to survive. Everyone is affected at some level from this crisis, the most wealthy to those living in the greatest amount of poverty. But the fewer resources you have, the more grave this crisis is. And so I just worry about our children not being connected to school, where there's a routine, a regularity of learning, access to food, and adults that have the time to give them attention.
There's so much frontline stuff being worked out right now that it's hard to think about the long-term picture. But what do you think should happen with students this fall, assuming that we do go back to school on time? Should kids be held back for the grade they did not complete?
No, you know, I think we have to look at this as an anomaly, as a unique circumstance, and just think differently about how we normally deal with credits and graduation. I think we have to subtract the credits that were normally required for graduating seniors minus this last semester. So if they were on pace based on their credits to graduate, had everything gone according to plan this last semester, then they still graduate. And then if you go beyond the seniors, everyone, mainly at the middle school and high school level where we deal with credits, would not be required to make up this semester's worth of credits. And then beyond that, at the lower grade levels, and including the middle school and high school, the decision to promote would be a teacher decision based on the consent of the parent. I think it's a logistical logjam nightmare scenario to have multiple students repeat the grade that they're in. And then we rely on summer school. We rely maybe on upcoming breaks to offer more enrichment opportunities for students to catch up learning. And there's still time between now and the fall to offer enrichment opportunities. But this is a unique circumstance, and we can't penalize children, and it doesn't make sense for people to repeat grades.
What would you like the district's families to know about what school officials are up against at the moment?
You know, I want everyone to know that we want to return to school. I've heard some crazy people out there that just say, well, we have low expectations, we don't want to work. Anyone that says that honestly doesn't really know what it's like to be an educator or who educators are. We're struggling right now as educators because we know that we are the stability that a lot of our children need and have, and we're not able to do that in school. But because of the health crisis, it just doesn't make sense to have kids at school. But if we have the right guidance and the right support from the legislature, we can do things differently. And I don't want to make this a Republican-Democrat conversation, but our governor is trying to lead. And the legislature had a chance last week to give some appropriations to schools, to the healthcare industry, to businesses. And they could make a decision. They're supposed to meet on the 25th. The rumor is that they're going to delay until mid-April, and that just can't happen. Everyone has to do their part in leading and problem solving and providing the resources so people can do what they need to do to shift to help our community. So I'm pleading with the legislature to step up and put politics aside and figure out how they help communities, because people are hurting right now.
We've been speaking with Nikolai Vitti, superintendent of Detroit's public schools. Mr. Vitti, thank you so much.
Thank you.